Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, we want to welcome everybody once again to the Transformation Cafe. Woo-hoo, we're back again for another fabulous show. We got a guest chef in the house tonight. And before we get started with that, we want to thank all of our international listeners. We've got Canada and just so many places all over the world that are checking us out, which is so exciting. And then here in the United States, we've got all kinds of states just checking in on a regular basis. I want to thank everybody for that. We'd love to have you leave your comments after the shows. And if you have any questions or guest chefs that you'd like to go ahead and introduce to us, we would love to hear from them. And that's basically how we heard for our guest chef tonight. So, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing fabulous. What about you?
I am doing great. Thanks for asking. And Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie, you're doing okay. Calling from Seattle, Washington.
That's wonderful. How's Seattle tonight?
Oh, it's really nice. It's almost springtime.
Yeah. Springtime in Seattle. How wonderful is that? I know. Tiny Tim. I'm Tiny Tim. That's not good. No, I was thinking of, never mind. I'm not going to go there. Anyway, our guest chef tonight is Anita. Anita, is your last name Tell or Telly?
Tella.
Tella. Okay. Anita Tella. And she contacted me her publicist contacted me a couple days ago, and she's got a wonderful book. She's the author of The Ultimate Anti-Bullying Solution Guide, The Surefire Way to Stop Bullying Now. I love that. And there's just so many things that I think that people don't understand about bullying, first of all. And I really want to thank you for writing this book because it's so comprehensive. There's all kinds of statistics. And what I really love about it is there's lots and lots of stories. And you come from Norway, is that correct?
Yes. I come from Bergen, Norway,
Yeah, and her website is AnitaTella.com. So that's Anita, and it's TELLE.com. Very wonderful site. Has all kinds of wonderful blogs on it that are nice and short and sweet and basically tell you exactly what's going on. So I really want to encourage everybody to go check that out. And the one thing that I really love that Anita says is, I truly believe the day will come when we embrace the differences as being perfect, and is the day that we can celebrate the end of bullying. And really, I think what you're saying is, it's just so important for us to recognize that it's the differences that really make the world a perfect place.
Absolutely. And that's what makes our world colorful. And one of the things, just really quick about me, and when I was a little girl back in Norway, I had pen pals, over 90 pen pals from all over the world. And that was quite a colorful upbringing, so to speak. And cold winter days, I would sit inside and write letters that tells you, pen pals. My son tells me that, that's snail mail. But back then it was pen pals, and I had pen pals all over the world. And that just made my outlook on life a lot different. So on top of everything else, when I wrote my book, I wanted to, to acknowledge my friends that has been a part of me as I was growing up, and giving me all these amazing stories and traditions from their homeland and stuff like that.
Yeah, and this, I mean, I can remember when I was in school, and like Gloria and Jamie, chime in if it's true for you, that didn't you have, like, we always did international studies, and we always were encouraging people to bring in, from their grandparents or whatever, a dish from that country, and talk a little bit about, the things that they learned from their grandparents about just all the different countries and being able to experience things like that. Did you guys have that?
I'm not sure. No, I don't think so. Honestly.
No, DeGloria, did you have that?
No.
Not at all. You went to a special school.
Oh, my gosh. I did. Well, I grew up as an Air Force brat, and that means that I traveled around a lot, and I actually had to learn to adapt to a lot of different, cultures and people and things like that, too. So I think kind of I'm more like an Anita's camp, I guess. You know, I basically was just really introduced to a lot of people's perspectives. And I think that was something that really helped us to be more international in the way that we deal with stuff. So, but you know what, that's one thing you're talking about with the bullying. It just seems that when it comes to people's perspectives, that it's a struggle because a lot of people like, you don't think like me, so there's something wrong with you. And one thing I really love that you said, it was talking about that the whole element to bullying is the fact that people are afraid of things that they don't understand.
Correct. Yeah, when something is different, they kind of shy away from it, and they get uncomfortable, nervous, and if you don't like it, you kind of destroy it, you know, kind of that attitude. And, you know, we have the four different types of bullying, you know, the verbal bullying, which is very judging words and name-calling and all that. It's really, it's very hard. But, you know, the social bullying, which mostly is with girls, and that is to leave someone out on purpose. They don't want to have anything to do with them. And then, of course, you have the physical bullying, which is hurting a person's body or possessions or something like that. And then cyberbullying, which is really something now with everyone's on their iPad, iPhones, everything technology, and then being able to being bullied without even knowing who sent you a message. So there's so much that's involved in the bullying, and there's so many things that we can learn from it, and to help our children to become stronger and be more sufficient, and being able to say no and set boundaries and stuff like that.
I had heard through all the statistics that actually people are kind of, because there's been so much publicity about the cyberbullying, that they think that's the primary thing of what's really kind of happening. But with this article that I was checking out, it was really saying that it's really more it's still the social and the verbal that's really kind of going on, where these kids are just like, you know, they get this kid, you know, put into a corner or, you know, a locker or something like that. So it's these really small incidents that basically it's a face-to-face situations because I maybe because of the publicity that they're not doing it as much anymore. But the thing that I really love, because we had kind of talked about each other before we got on the air, was the fact that, you know, your whole thing is just like, you know, let's just resolve these things. Help, you know, and the fact that you're just really coming from, you know, both parties are really come from a place that they're not feeling like they're supported and not really being appreciated for their gifts and stuff. So it's a matter of, you know, let's have a win-win for, you know, everybody that's involved, and realizing that, you know, we can move past all these things when there's a new level of understanding about that. I really love you to just kind of talk a little bit more like that. And how did you really get into wanting to write the book?
Well, it's really interesting because I was in corporate. I owned a business, and I had 110 employees. I was super busy, and then I decided to sell the business, and I adopted a little boy from Ukraine. And this little boy, at 15 months old, when he came to the United States, he had a cleft palate and a cleft lip, so he was different. And because of the surgeries that he had to have and stuff like that, he started having like a little speech impediment. You know, he had some challenges when he was speaking. He also had a little scar, and so he was being being bullied a little bit. And when he was younger, and so then I said to myself, as a mom, what can I do to help my son so that he can feel comfortable knowing that who he is, teach him self-respect, self-love, and all these things. So I actually decided to start writing books. And so I wrote a children's book that's called A Little Different, All Perfect. And that book actually ended up winning the San Francisco Book Festival. And when that happened, it was almost like a snowball. It started rolling, and a lot of things happened with that. And I made a choice to go to schools, in local schools, and I started reading my book from kids from kindergarten to about, you know, third grade. And then my goal was to work with these younger children, and the hope that by teaching them and helping them to understand and be careful with the word they choose to use, that by the time they get into middle school, they'll think twice about bullying someone. So actually, so my son has always, you know, been my kind of my idol and the son that I, you know, I wanted to protect him, and at the same time being able to protect my son and helping him and work with him on his self-esteem and building him to so he can understand, you know, how special he is. And that's what we have to do with, you know, all our children. We have to really work with them and making them understand that one in a million, they are like this unique, special, wonderful child, and just make them feel really good about themselves, make them feel safe and loved. And so that's what's kind of started it all was my son. And then as, you know, time went by and I started writing some more children's books, I just started getting more and more people asking me to, you know, to help them with actually, you know, help parents deal with, you know, bullying kind of at home, to teach their children how to handle it, and doing role playing at home with their kids so that when they went to school, they were able to, you know, to stand up to the bully and say no. So that's how it all came to be, and that's why I wrote the book, The Ultimate Anti-Bullying Solutions Guide, was pretty much from parents that started to get to know me because I was in schools and reading from my children's books that I did.
Yeah, I just think that's so wonderful. And, you know, one of the things that you were talking about with that was talking about how perfectionism breeds intolerance. And I don't know, it just seems, but I've just been really, wherever you go lately, you can really see how, like you're saying, with the media and stuff like that. My younger daughter showed me a thing on Facebook the other day, and it was all these pictures of all these, like, perfect pictures of things being put together. And I looked at it and I went, wow, that's a lot of work to put all those things together and have it look so perfect. So to me, it looked like it was a lot of work and effort. But to her, she found it made her feel comforting, because it was funny, because the way that the propaganda on it was like, these are like, you know, pictures of quieting the mind and making you feel, you know, calm and peaceful. So it was all these things that were done perfectly. It would be like, you know, books all lined up that were really perfect, or shoes that were all lined up really perfect and things like that. And I looked at that and I thought, wow, that was a lot of work. So like you were saying, it's how the media puts things out there and has this, like, you know, this should be something that gives you peace. And if not going in within yourself to see what that would be, you definitely would have a question of like, well, this is what the media or what society is showing that I should feel peaceful when I look at this. You know what I mean? It's just kind of feeding something that isn't necessarily true for each person when it comes to levels of, you know, what would be considered perfect. You know what I mean? I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and one of the things that, you know, that's a little dangerous is that, you know, Facebook, well, you know, for instance, like Facebook, everything people put up there is just that perfect moment. But that's not particularly people's life. That's just that perfect moment. They put that picture up there. And someone that's looking at that thinks that everybody else has such a wonderful life but them, you know, and they're thinking, oh, my gosh, I can't, you know, I can't do all these things. And like you said, we've put up these pictures of what's perfect. We have these expectations of what our life should be like, and we can't live up to that. And so then, you know, like for instance with bullying, a lot of the bullies themselves, they are, you know, in actuality they are very insecure, and they need to feel this power over someone else, because that's the only way that they get their self-worth. And then, you know, then they have these little friends that hang around with them and kind of bow down to them and makes them feel, you know, good about themselves in a really strange way, because the only way that they're feeling good about themselves is cutting someone else down. And so you have so many things that are going on out there in with these kids in schools, and especially middle school. That is the worst place there is. And when you think about that, every single day in the United States, 160,000 children miss school because of bullying. That is a huge number. And my goal
And I'm sure that's a low number. I bet that's a low number, you know.
Yeah, it could even be. Yeah, my goal is to try to do whatever I can do as a grassroots movement to start trying to have a school be a place where children go, where they enjoy going and feel safe and have a good time. Instead of dreading it, not going to school and making up excuses so that they don't have to go to school.
Right, and one thing I wanted to really, again, it's Anita Tella, and that's AnitaTelle.com. She's got a wonderful blogs on there. She's got one that says the 4 ways to help your child to set boundaries. And I love how your blogs are just really simple and concise. You know, it's a quick read to be able to look at it and see what it is. And then there's one that's the 3 signs that your child is a bully. And I'm sure that for most people they would look at that. And how did you get the pictures for those? Did you actually know these kids?
No,
<That's a good
laughs> no. I have to be honest with you. I don't know these kids. That was one of these ones that you go in and you buy an image.
Okay, because the kid that looks like a bully, he really looks like a bully.
doesn't he?
Like,
yeah,
he looks pretty tough, and he definitely is an outsider when that kind of stuff. And then there, she has another one that's the 3 warning signs that your child is being bullied. So, like you're saying, a lot of it is awareness, and I really love how you talk about, it's that critical role of parents that are really helping for the emotional and social development of their children. And like you're saying, you just got to get involved, and I love that you just want to make it a grassroots thing, because it's just so important that, it just goes back into so much of our history when it comes to levels of, what we want to define as being a bully. We can go back to the beginnings of our country when it comes to levels of, how we fought for our country and, what it took. And again, yes, there has to be levels of protecting ourselves when it came to our boundaries and things like that. But, I think some of that's just, getting a little bit biblical, the sins of the fathers or the sins of the sons, when we don't really look at, how things change and how we can be more tolerant, more compassionate. We're seeking to understand people more in a feeling way and have people's emotions and how they're thinking about things really getting acknowledged, because I think that's part of the reason why kids do feel so bullied. So I really wanted to encourage people to go to Anita's website. She's got one section called Work With Me, and she's got some really wonderful opportunities there that I want to make sure that we talked about. We've got a few minutes left because, we've only got a half hour here, and I'm sure this is an easy 3 or 4 hour show with all the wonderful things that you have to offer. Can you talk to them a little bit about that free intro webinar that you have?
Well, pretty much what it is, you just go to my webpage, to anitatelle.com, and you just opt in there, and then you can download and listen to me telling you and trying to help you on how you can teach your children and what you can do to help your child if your child is kind of starting to be get bullied or is being bullied, and what you can do to help your child every day. So that's there. The other thing that I'm offering is something that again, this is a very grassroots thing. My book, a little different, All Perfect. I offer anyone that is willing to go to a school, call a teacher, and go to a school and read my book to these kids. I'll give you the book for free with kind of like a guidelines of this is what you talk to the children about. And the reason why I'm doing this is that I really, really want to. It's my passion, is what I want to do is to help kids. And so if I can have like a grandma or an aunt or my mom, whatever, someone that is willing to just go into the school and sit down there and read the book and then talk to these kids and say, hey, how do you feel about that? What did you think about the story with the, hair, and what can we make difference, and how can you make a change? They're small little guys, they're 10 years old, and kind of bring it up out in the open and make them realize that they have a say, that they are they are very special, and they are also, a lot of them, bystanders. And one of the problems that we have is that we have so many bystanders that do not understand the power that they have. And actually, if a bystander stepped in and spoke up, it's almost statistically sure that at least 50% of the bullying would stop if the bystander stepped in and said, you know, don't do that anymore, stop that. And that those statistics are very, very high, and that's is really great. And if we can get the bystanders to get involved, you know, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I saw, I've gone to the movies not that long ago, and one of the commercials they had for the regular show started was a commercial of like a bunch of kids at a younger teenagers at a party, and you could tell that one of the boys was trying to be aggressive with a girl, and there was a guy sitting on the sofa, and he, you know, basically the voice comes in and says, you know, are you going to allow this, you know, to happen? Are you going to get up and make sure that it, you know, you can do something about it? So mm-hmm. It was a really good commercial for them, just in a sense of awareness, like, you know, you do have choices and you can, you know, be able to go up and support somebody when you can tell that there's a potential for, you know, them getting mistreated. So I think that's
absolutely
really good. I think that's a good segue, too, because you have a one of the things you have with that of, you know, working with you is called Especially for Women. And I wanted you to really kind of touch on that a little bit, because it really goes into, you know, what can happen if these things aren't addressed, you know, when these kids are in junior high and high school, how it really goes into the workforce and really can affect women in such a really impactful way.
Yeah, I have a really interesting story about that and how I actually started getting involved with that. I was at an event, and this young lady came over, and she was talking to me, and she was 24 years old, and she was telling me that she was bullied pretty much through her whole, you know, teenage years, and it was just so hard on her. And she said, you know, I'm 24 years old right now. And she said, but the hurt is still there in my heart. And she said, and it is so hard on me, because she said that, you know, her self-confidence and how and who she is and all these things really needs to be reinforced, and she really needed help with understanding again how wonderful she is, how we all are different, we're all perfect. And so that's how, you know, she was asking me, she said, you know, what can you do for someone like me? How can you help me to, you know, to build, you know, my self-confidence back up? And so I started talking to her, and I suggested that maybe she, one of a way for her to, you know, to heal was to help kids nowadays, you know, maybe go and read my book at a school and something, so that she kind of felt like she could make a difference in some other kid's life, the little ones that, you know, right now. And she thought that was a really good idea, and she wanted to do that. And she sent me a message on an email a few days ago, and she said, you know, I feel like maybe I'm there. She said, what you said has just been pulling in me, and now I want to, you know, to start helping someone so that no other little girls or boys, whatever, has to go through what I went through. So it made me feel mm-hmm. really good, because I realized that I had made a difference just in this one young woman's life, you know, by doing mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, that reminds me of the Dalai Lama. Yeah, go ahead, Gloria.
I was listening today, and the medical community has started to finally recognize, this is, sounds like it's a tangent, but it's bringing it back in. The medical community has begun to realize that there was a study that somebody had done, and they're finding that if they just take the time to recognize and value and be able to accept people based on this survey, they look at the different, there's like 10 different indicators, things like being abused as a child, being sexually molested, I mean, just all of these childhood things, and they talk about how childhood issues affect the physiological long-term health of an individual. It can stimulate, you know, cancers and obesity and smoking and alcoholism, and, you know, this sounds like it would also be something that is probably going to be on that list, and if it's not, it should be.
Absolutely.
And in case you're curious, the study is called ACE, and I've forgotten what the acronym stands for now, but it was something about maybe abusive childhood experiences.
Oh yeah, and like I was saying, you know, I want to go back to the beginnings of just about when you look back through history on the level of bullying on whatever that could look like, and how it's, you know, with every generation, you know, we're hoping that it's always getting easier and it's getting better. And I think just the fact that we're really addressing it the way we are now. It just shows that there's just so much more that can be proactive in the way that we are dealing with it. At least we're talking about it. At least we're getting out there, and we're seeing it in ways that we're making changes a lot quicker. Because, I mean, you know, it's like anything else. You know, it's a matter of let's take it out of the closet and make sure people are aware of it, and that, you know, being uncomfortable about it isn't going to help anything. We have to be able to be proactive, and I think you're totally right, Anita, just having it at this roots, you know, this roots level, and being able to, you know, have it where, you know, we just go and read a book and start conversations, because, I mean, that's where things really get changed. And if these kids can really come from having that level of like, oh, we can talk about it, and you care about what I think and how I feel about something, that's awesome. That's just totally awesome.
That's addressing the here and now, and that's very important. And the next level of that is that any of those stressors, those things get put into not only the cellular level, but it gets ingrained in the emotional DNA. And then when they pass on their DNA, physical and emotional, to children they have and bear, this is also passed on to their children on a subtle undertone level, and that can make them more susceptible to also being victims.
Yeah, one of the other things I love that Anita has, you can talk about Anita, is in that same category that working with me is this anti-bully, creating a healthy self-image. Could you talk a little bit about that and how you help you know, parents and their kids to be able to create that good self-image for themselves?
Yeah, the reality is that our kids look at us and we are their mirrors. And so so you have to, as a parent, you have to consider that and take that into consideration when you're thinking about, you know, your child and who you want your child to be, and also to allow your child to be who the child is. One of the things that I have in my book is we talk about role playing at home and how you can help your child. And when a child comes home and you see that something is wrong, and you help your child by role playing, one of the things that you have to do is you have to really understand your child, because if you do role playing with your child, but you tell your child to do things the way you will do it, your child is not going to take your advice and use it, because he or she doesn't get to be themselves. So it's really important that we really encourage our children to be independent, to know who they are, and by knowing who we are as parents and moving forward, your children will be able to go to school, get into these situations, and then being able to use what you have taught them at home, for instance, the role-playing. They can use that themselves from their own perspective, because you allow them to be themselves and to just explain to them. You know, I use this analogy where I tell, you know, the children, I said, you know, we're all like little snowflakes. We're all special. We are just that one special one. And it's amazing when I go to school and the reaction that I get from children when I tell that story, and you see them looking up at you and they just kind of get this aha. And I've had so many times these kids, they sit around me because I sit in this one chair, you know, and then they all sit in circles around me, and they get closer and closer to me. And this one little boy said one time, he goes, you know what? He goes, I never thought about those words that I used. He goes, I didn't even think about that I could hurt someone. And right then, I was just like, wow, that is so awesome, because I know he's not going to do it again. And he was so sweet and so kind, but he didn't understand, you know, that he was hurting someone.
Right, because, you know, you always think that comes from that perspective, I want to treat people the way that they treat me. But, I mean, that's something that really I think we learn. It's not a matter of, like, you come in the world knowing that. I mean, and I think in our hearts we do, but I think, it, you know,
true.
It really has to come from another level of communication.
Right.
Definitely.
And that's true, because based on the age level, you know, it's more self-centered and centric to them in the world versus the world with them in it.
Right.
Yeah, I was talking to one of my friends in my network this morning, and she's very passionate about the trafficking, the children's trafficking that's going on with prostitution and things like that. And I had mentioned that, you know, we were going to be doing the show tonight, and it just really dawned on me, you know, how much this, especially when you're talking about, especially for women, when it comes to the things that can be allowed when people bully each other into situations that they just can't get out of. and how, you know, how this thing can just escalate out of control in such a quick amount of time, when it's just those simple things that we can do on a regular basis of just, you know, appreciating and catching them being good. I mean, one thing I love that you talk about is, you know, instead of on, you know, when it's the kid who is the bullier, you know, instead of, you know, reprimanding him, you know, just sit down calmly and just talk about, you know, how would you feel to have somebody talk to you that way, and find ways that you can really appreciate them for the things they are doing right. That's such a simple thing, but yet it can be so profound when it comes to just, you know, relating with your kids and having them being appreciated.
Absolutely.
So
wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a world of parents who would just look at their children and say, "I saw you do that nice thing. How wonderful are you?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see more and more of it with, like, you know, especially with toddlers and stuff, when I see people at playgrounds and stuff like that. So, you know, there's definitely a generation that's growing up where the kids, you know, the young parents have been hearing these things and knowing these things. I think, like, you know, what Anita's talking about, it's that, you know, junior high and high school where it just seems like things there needs to be a little bit more of a realignment kind of happening, and just kind of self-awarenesses and asking people to, you know, tell other people, you know, how do you feel and what would that be like for yourself, and the role-playing and stuff that can go on. But it's definitely things that can be changed and have things just for good. So that's one thing I love about having the Transformation Cafe. We can transform the world with one person at a time. And as Anita loves to say, it's like one person can make all the difference. And you are,
right,
Miss Anita. You are making a big difference. So I really want to thank you for all
you
the
so
work
much.
And the passion, and just the love you have for kids, and just wanting to be that person of change, to be a, you know, a component and a molecule out there that's just changing the world. So just wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Again, Anita's book is The Ultimate Anti-Bullying Solution Guide. You can go to Amazon, and it's available there. And you also have it where it can basically be an e-book. You have it where it's with the Kindle. So that's something that's available, too, to have it on. So whether you want a paperback or have it as a Kindle, we have that available. And we're going to go ahead and have it as some of our books that are going to be available through Amazon as well. So if you want to check into our store, we'll have that available connected to Anita as well. So is there any other way you'd like them to be contacting you, or be able just to go through the site?
Just go through the site. That would be great.
Okay. Okay. And again, that was Anita Tella, which is AnitaTelle.com. And thank you for being such a great guest chef. My goodness. And I wish we had more time.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and appreciate meeting the other people there, and wishing you all the best of success with this show. And I know that you are going to change the world, you know, one person at a time.
We'll do it together in our grassroots. There you go.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. And everybody have a great evening, and we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.